All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, if you recall, I'm an inventor.
Yep.
And I invented PIS 2.
Of course.
And PIS 2000.
Mm-hmm. Which one was the powder?
That's PIS 2.
Okay. And PIS 2000.
Maybe.
No, I think it was the other way around. PIS 2 was the one piss you take every year.
Yes. And then PIS 2000 is a powder that you add water to turn into piss and then dump in your toilet.
No, it's the powder comes out of you. Yeah.
Yeah. But then you collect it, you reconstitute it, and then put it in a toilet like normal piss.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. So I've invented a new kind of piss.
Okay.
And this one is called Piss Roulette. So I was inspired by Keurig, coffee pods. Like every time you piss, same old piss. That's been my driving. That's my muse as an inventor.
Right.
This is a pod you can swallow that will give you a new kind of piss every single time.
What defines a different varietal of piss?
Your imagination is the limit. Like there are so many different kinds of piss. We got like piss that goes nowhere. Hot piss, cold piss, shit. We have all the kinds of piss. Like anything that can come out of your dick is in a Keurig piss roulette.
Okay, can I piss balloon animals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's just whether we get some funding. Like all of this stuff's going to be possible. So I have some prototypes here.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you one. You're going to piss on this piece of paper, which depending on which kind of piss reactivity, it's been designed to surface the name of a game.
Oh, okay. So it's like a variable pH test strip kind of deal, for your pool. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't test pH. It tests a lot of things. Like this is going to do a lot of different chemical things to your urine.
It tests pH.
Yeah. And the amount of like vitamin C, the amount of like phosphorus, like you're going to get a lot of stuff going on.
you get your lawn soil tested to see what kind of additives you need. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
This is a 23andMe ain't got nothing.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm just going to just swallow this?
Yeah. Just swallow it. And the next time you have to take a piss, you piss on this piece of paper.
Good news is, I was going to ask you for a little break before you record. I've already got to go. So I'll just, all right. And that's down there. I feel something happening. It's kind of kind of like a bubbling effect.
Yeah, so it's kind of like uncomfortable. We're working on that.
It's like I swallowed a bunch of Pop Rocks.
Or bees.
Not quite as painful. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's the pain. Yeah.
There's the sting.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, if you can look away, I will piss on this piece of paper.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. What kind of piss did you make?
I don't know what this corresponds to, but I see the words. I don't know.
I think you might have gotten Major Melon as the variety of piss that
okay
shown up.
So yeah, smelling like honeydew.
Yeah, you got your honeydew piss right there. Like
okay, all right,
all over.
All right. Yeah, no, I see. This doesn't look like English to me. Dan Dolme.
Dolma is a grape leaf thing. I don't know what Dan Dolme is.
No, I mean,
I bet you it'll be delightful when I find out, though. It's the I bet you it's gonna rock. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Out of Suffering. Cole, if I'm not allowed Cole, if I'm not allowed to stretch my foreskin over my head, then neither are you. End of discussion. Why was that hard for me to say?
I thought they wrote that in. Like anything that I know about our audience, they love putting in stage directions.
It's a big guppy thing. It always fools me. But this is just me. We just recorded this. If you're listening to this, you should join us on Patreon for many reasons, but not least of which, so you can listen to the Chakan the Forever Man episode that we just recorded. And we are coming off a high of recording that. So
yeah. I mean, it's not like there's nothing to talk about here. There's plenty to talk about.
There's
an energy there is a lingering energy that is going to serve us well at sea here, because yes. we're talking about a game. It's called Dan Dolme. This is a Patreon demand by Fountas. The name the person gave, and they say, bless you.
Sorry, I tried to reach for the mute button and didn't get there in time.
They say, this game is a hazy memory for me. A friend's brother showed us this very forbidden thing, a game about a man with a penis. I think it is made by fellow Swedes, and that the translation of this title could be Dan Dick.
Yep. This is from Burning Dream Software.
Yes.
And they're very special. You can play this right now on archive.org, which is how I played it, and heavily recommended.
Yeah.
Do it now before we tell you more, and then come back to the episode. So this game, you play a little man.
Yeah.
There's a story. There's a deep plot to this. Dan Dolme is an athletic quote-unquote man who must manage to maneuver a difficult track to reach his goal. That is a way of saying that his girlfriend disappears when he least expect it. He's trapped in the world of video games. When he least expects it is his girlfriend bending over to receive it froggy style or whatever. She just disappears. So priapism to all shit, Dan Dolme goes to Sonic's house and basically wanders around.
Yep. with
a incredibly animated 100% 90 degree erection.
Yep. That has like a sway to it. This is very lovingly animated. This guy's first off, his jaunty little walk cycle that he has, the pump on the arms. I call this a real mayor's walk, you know, just picture him wearing a mayor's sash with a top hat, you know? But he looks like a very erect, BJ Blazkowicz.
There's a picture on the website that you sent me. That's a little cartoon version of him.
Oh, it's the cover art. I've turned this into the cover art for the episode.
It's real miraculous. He's just real happy.
Yeah.
And I'm real happy for him. You know?
Yeah. So we've just scratched the surface of this. This is a kind of game that we, have tended not to do. Like, I don't want to do obviously not Custer's Revenge because that's hateful, but like, I mean, there was like the whole series of like, erotic NES games,
game where you're like a mouth that catches spoonfuls of jizz that come out of asteroids dicks. Like,
Beat 'em and Eat 'em, which is just a reskin of Kaboom, right? Where you're going left or right and catching loads instead of bombs. But I checked this out and it seemed so, I mean, yes, it's juvenile, but also harmless enough and funny enough. We barely scratched the surface of this.
Yeah, I love this. It's amazing. Like the nudity is very incidental to it. Like, or the sex part of it. Like this is this is more chase than Bayonetta. And it begins with a man with an erection walking from the right towards a waiting girl on her hands and knees. Because as soon as she disappears, and the reason why need not be specified, she just vanishes.
Yes.
You're just, what if you were doing a really weird platformer where you're a very happy little man who's got a big long dick that is constantly erect.
That is constantly erect. And I don't know if you noticed this, we've gotten a lot of humor out of the substance known as cum, semen. Yeah. His idle animation involves what I also feel is a funny substance, possibly even funnier than cum, which is pre-cum.
Sure. Precum is
it's the coming attractions.
It's it's very nice that your body gives you that little window into the future.
Yeah.
A little warning shot across the bow, you know? Your ding dong's like, oh baby, here it comes.
Little particle that comes out of the end of his little pixel dick.
And it's not the way we're describing it makes it sound like it has anything to do with sex, and it somehow doesn't.
This is just the creature that he is.
He's just a little man. Yeah. And then you go and pick up a beer, which you could be mistaken for thinking it's like a coin, ignoring it, but you want to pick it up because it gives you urine. You urine and you spread out pee with your totally erect dick, which is difficult.
Right.
Some people think that's impossible. It's not impossible. It's a weird comment. I see that sometimes, like ladies will say that because they're misunderstanding. Not impossible, just difficult.
Yeah.
And you spray out particles of urine that can melt certain surfaces that you use as a traversal aid.
Yeah, because the thing is, those pee particles, they've got collision on them. So you can just, as you're spraying out these particles of piss, the game slows down because it is very lovingly rendering the physics on these things.
Yes.
But you can double jump off of your own piss spray.
You can piss into the air and jump on it like you're Quicksilver in the X-Men movies. I imagine that Evan Peters can do.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah,
I've never considered double jumping on my own piss. I've never considered jumping while pissing.
I never considered running while erect.
No.
A lot of things need to be going wrong for me to be running while erect.
This game asks a lot of very deep and unasked questions about dick ownership.
Yep.
You know, it can't be stressed that you're just exploring a zone, like a PC game zone with a big empty black background and just platforms on loan from all video games. Like they're like the ground looks Sonic-y, but then you also run into the trees from Mario Brothers 1. And stuff. And just kind of making your way in an endless void, and you don't really have a motivation or knowing where to go. Like it's weirdly deeply existential as a concept. Like you're about to have sex and instead you go to a realm. Like, is this a metaphor for the sex he's having?
I don't know.
Is it the journey his sperm go on to find the egg and eat it and get strong enough to become a baby?
Are we unwittingly a part of this cosmic dance? Is this happening on a different dimension is the wrong word, but let's say reality valence?
Yeah.
Is our entire universe contained in one of the droplets of the piss?
I got nothing. I don't know what I want to know. And then this company, this weird Swedish developer of PC games, also did their second most popular game. They have all their games here that they've listed. They all have a pack number, which I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But I was reading about it. Is a Shadowgate-like called Shadow Ape.
It's called Shadow Ape. And there are screens. There are screens of this on Moby Games.
Yes.
And you know, I believe it's a Swedish company, based on some of the untranslated text on their page. But you get amazing, like accidental poetry. You're, they think you're, there's no E on the end of your, they think that you are, the only one who can solve the mystery with the bogus shadow ape,
I must know more about the shadow ape.
Yeah, the door seems locked. You enter the room as you approach this hot dog vendor.
Who's got a big open ruddy mouth ready to put several hot dogs into.
Yep.
You'll never see your clock again.
Yeah. In a room with what appears to be just like a crack in reality. Void.
Screenshot 6 of 6. Is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Jukebox, shadow ape, nothing, exit. You throw the coin into the jukebox. There is the shadow ape again.
There he is again.
Oh no, not shadow ape.
And he's just a little guy. He's like the little drawing of the leprechaun. just standing back there looking malformed.
And that could not look less like a jukebox.
Uh-huh.
If I give you, you know, I said identify that, you get $1 million if you get it right. It would be like the James Randi prize. Like, no one would ever claim that. Jukebox, shadow weight, nothing, exit, key, rope.
Do hand use.
Throw the coin to the jukebox. There is the shadow wape again. Damn it.
It's so blasé.
Like, if it was there is the shadow wape again is very funny. There's the shadow wape again would also be funny. Like, both work.
I really prefer the uncontracted version. There is the shadow ape.
There is the shadow ape again.
There all is aching.
There all is shadow ape. A lot of the stuff we can't find stuff about.
Right.
There's just those two games on Mobi thing, but like the Jade one, beat 'em up, and Orm, the arcade game and stuff, we can't find. Varg, the sports game, we can't find anything about.
Right.
This is an obscure game developer.
Yeah. I'm curious about Bound 3, the ultimate challenge.
Yeah.
There are like zip files here of like downloadables, but I do not trust my ability to get that up and running in DOSBox. Dan Dolme seems to be the primary thing that this studio is. Yeah.
Which, of course it is, and rightly so.
Yes, like,
yeah. The erection piss game should be number one here.
There's one Let's Play on YouTube that I found. It's also linked from the page on their on their site. There are lots of comments here, like from people who played this back in the day. Plutonium 87, and an edited comment from 3 years ago says, "Lol, played this a few times when I was in my early teens. XD, epic game, bringing back some memories." Swedish is a fake language. Valensman says, "Klassiker, tack for uploading."
Tack for uploading. What's that mean? I love it when stuff is just a goofier sounding version of English.
Oh man, my favorite example.
They probably love it too. When I say upload, they're probably just like, oh my god. What's that mean?
If it's not a loan word or something like that, there's a Danish is a really good language for that, for English analogs. MS-DOS.
Talking about de-uploading, Lunchables Uploaded are back.
What?
I was at the store. Yeah, they've been uploading Lunchables again.
I thought Lunchables Uploaded went away when they switched to P3.
You think so? But now they no longer have any of the cyber designs. They just use Uploaded in a regular Lunchables font, and it just looks like a Lunchable. It's just called a Lunchables Uploaded.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It's a real words have no meaning. Like how, you know, you're constantly getting like Dorito flavored Captain Crunch now, and like, you know, this is chicken and a biscuit flavored mayonnaise and shit. Like the walls of reality breaking down at the grocery store.
The Doritos Locos Taco flavored Doritos.
100%. Yeah. Like I've got a Mountain Dew Voodoo mystery flavor in the fridge. Me and my fiance have been doing all the mystery flavor.
Okay.
Things that pop out, like Coke has been doing an obnoxious one, like this is dream flavored and this is Stardust flavored. Right. And then the other ones have been doing, though, you get to guess. So we did a what the Fanta, and then I bought the Mountain Dew mystery one for us to check out this weekend.
But, you got Mountain Dew plans?
I got Mountain Dew plans and Dew solutions. Dew plans.
Dew dome.
Duplans, voodoo plans. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to checking out that Duplans, because it all reminds me of Doritos the Quest, which I'm sure I've told that story on this thing before, but the very funny mystery Doritos flavor that tastes like Fruit Loops but was Mountain Dew from like the mid 2000s.
It was called Doritos the Quest.
It's called Doritos the Quest. And whoever guessed it first got a prize. Everyone else, I went on the website and it was exactly the Akewood Mensa test, like rutabaga thing. Like it was guess the flavor. M_UNT_IND_W It was like, what? Fuck you. they tasted exactly like Fruit Loops, though. But I just I just saw them. I'm going to go on the quest.
Can I get something in a dessert Dorito?
Yeah, a dessert Dorito that sends me on a journey. can I get an NPC to give me a dessert Dorito with an exclamation part over their head?
I wasn't aware of this mystery flavor revolution that was happening. I had heard about the novelty beverage, Pepsi Dreams or whatever it is.
But check this out. There's some, we weren't planning to digress during this.
Right.
The Fanta, What the Fanta campaign, which I did, and it's cream soda. It says that they're different. So they're different colors to trick you.
Okay.
There's some ad copy on their website. Teens today are always looking for new experiences to engage in with their friends, but we know that they haven't found much worth sharing about when it comes to soft drinks at convenience stores. alien shit.
I got a question for you. Where do you do that research? How can you be so sure?
Hey teens, you go to convenience stores to find cool experiences to gauge with your friends. Not at convenience stores. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Bodegas. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the What the Fanta campaign came from.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, yeah. I just the fact that they designed this game that has to be a bug that they just worked into the level design, because I can totally see them okay, what if we had a dude with a big honking hog? Sure. That's kind of fun. We can animate it going up and down as he runs. That's cool. But then what if we had him drink beer and he pissed? That's funny. We can do a particle thing. I don't care that it slows it down because there's no game around this. We can make him jump here. And then just Devil May Cry when they were making that one Resident Evil game, and then they were making Onimusha and the enemy just juggled up in the air and it became a whole new game.
Yep. And yes.
It's oh, you can double jump off your own piss. And on the Dan Dolme page, there's a bunch of pseudo philosophical stuff that they put in, obviously, as a joke that is not quite funny to me. But at the very bottom, the incredibly funny sentence is, and this is just in quotes, "I'm trying to jump on my own piss again. ... There we go.
Got in too. I way into it.
Yeah. Love it.
As a naked man who has to navigate through a platform filled world to find her and have sex with her, occasionally picking up some gold along the way.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say there are no enemies, but there are other hazards such as water and bottomless pits. I would have played this a really long time, except for when you fall in a pit, you start at the beginning.
Of the game. There's no checkpoint. There are limited. There are limited lives. If you die enough times, it'll kick you back to the command line, but with a little printout showing your score.
Yeah.
It is now rather clear to see the similarities between your own life and the game. The aim of life is to acquire a high social status, parentheses, get as far as possible, get money, parentheses, pick $, and to find a wonderful person of the opposite sex to settle down with, parentheses, fuck. In addition, the girls get finer the further you get. It is the same sprite each time.
Yeah, maybe that's true if you played it more, but I certainly didn't get there with that. He's great. I like Dan Dick. Really, and a very impressive ding dong. This would go down to his knees. This would be a logistical nightmare. Maybe that's why she vanished herself to the shadow realm. That's why she entered the Green Hill Zone, to get away from this monster hog that bangs on her uterus. Cervix. Get out of here.
He's got gigantic nuts too. The nuts are proportional.
Everybody I've ever talked to who is incredibly well endowed is like, it's a nightmare. It's a logistical headache. It's the worst thing that, you know.
You sure that's really not a fiction you tell yourself?
No, it's okay. it's 100% true. I mean, I do the, I, you know, sometimes it's fun to joke about having a huge dick. I get it. But it's, everyone I've talked to has just been like, yeah, it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know, it attracts a certain kind of person, like maybe, and that's cool. Like some people like it.
Nothing objectively wrong with it, but you know, just there are logistical realities, let's say. So same thing with like especially large breasts, right?
100% like, exactly.
You know,
there's surgeries for that.
And inconvenient, yeah. Yeah.
Or like just a pussy so tight. Just so medically tight.
I knew somebody who had that as well.
That can happen as well. Not just talking about endometriosis. Like, no, I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I knew somebody that was the case for them, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Also sucks. Yeah,
intercourse was a terrifying ordeal.
Yeah. Bodies want to be average,
and I mean.
It's a function. It goes both ways, you know.
Yeah. Or you know, the world is designed for the non-existent average person. Yeah.
Well, no, you know, the parts of the world are not designed though. Like the body part of it, like is also
okay.
That. Like,
so you're coming in here saying God ain't got nothing to do with the way people are made. All right.
No. It's just you know normal people fuck better and therefore give birth to
normal
more people with regular hogs and vajans. Like I'm being flippant. There's no normal. Yes. We love all dicks here canonically.
Mm-hmm.
this we used a lot of steam on the last episode, and the last episode had a website that had links that just like kept going places, you know. Every single time we did it, something new popped up. So this did not end up as full as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Which is fine. Yeah.
Can I, tell you one of my stories from my, weekend?
Yes. Yes, you may.
And I told this to Will as well. I just think that you will have different reactions to it.
Okay.
So for people who listen to the show and everything to Guppy, apologies for hearing this twice. So this was my weekend. Liv was taking me out to Astoria for my birthday. The proposal was unplanned. Mm-hmm. At this point, that wasn't part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But we went to, I Googled best restaurant in Astoria, mm-hmm. and came up with a restaurant that is a Bosnian restaurant.
Okay.
And we went in there and had a hell experience. That was part of the reason why I proposed, because we weathered it so well, together.
Okay.
And you know, I've been thinking about it for a long time. It was impulsive, but
right.
I don't need to go into all that. So we go in and somebody's haggling, with getting something taken off their bill, which should have been, you know, a sign to leave.
Okay.
But instead we sat down, it was in a house. The waiter comes over in his eighties easily. Okay.
Okay.
And, another mark that something had gone wrong, is when I would say thank you to him for water or whatever, he just go, okay.
No, that's no good. He is clearly a defeated man,
and probably not usually wait staff.
Okay,
we concluded.
All right, yeah, no, you just he was probably an owner, maybe, or a relative.
I think
of
he's probably
a
maitre d' or like a host usually. And I think he's the husband of the babushka who made the food.
Okay,
so we waited for our food for 2 hours. And during this 2 hours, the soundtrack was provided by loud yelling matches between this guy and the cook.
The older fella?
Yes.
Okay.
Included things like her just being like, I hate this. I'm just going to go home. And him being like, no, we can get through this and stuff. Loud banging of like pots and pans slamming. A door that was the loudest bang I've ever heard.
Okay.
Intermittently and unpredictably. One of the other diners who had been there before us was like, don't worry, that's just the door to the cellar. And it doesn't explain very much.
Wait a minute. Like, I didn't assume it was like, I don't know, a room to where the heads are. But when you say, oh, it's just the cellar.
wait, why are we going down to the cellar quite this often? You know, to grab cellar meat. Really loud music, like,
okay,
you know, Eastern European music. Sometimes just very loud, sometimes fuzzy, like out of a cell phone, cut with stretches of long silence, long periods of silence.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, 2 hours of our food, to wait for our food.
Okay.
Or go ahead. You have questions at this point.
No, I mean, I just want to characterize it. This sounds like a very unpredictable experience minute to minute.
It's very tense. And I've said it before, I don't like using, I still feel weird using the word triggering as applying to me, even though I'm trying to become more comfortable with it. I've lived through some trauma, being in a room while two adults are yelling at each other and slamming things and smashing pots and stuff.
Yeah.
I've grown up with a lot of that. I don't like it. It makes me really uncomfortable. You know, call me crazy. I don't like when people yell at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, very unpredictable, and we're sunk cost as shit. Like, we should have left many times over.
Right.
At this point, somebody eventually did leave, you know, and the guy tried to convince him to stay, and he paid for his beers that he had gotten. Like, he, you know, he was not being a jerk.
Right. Wasn't right.
Caring about it.
Right.
But yeah. Food comes out eventually, and
okay,
absolutely delicious. One of the best meals I've ever had.
So lots of paprika.
Really unusual spice blend. It was very hard to nail down. Mm-hmm. Like, it did not feel like something. And that was something that came up in the reviews all the time. Uh-huh. Was that, like, you can't make food like this at home.
Right.
You know, as we're leaving, they closed up because they just couldn't take any more customers early, like 45 minutes early. So we were the last people in the restaurant after it had closed while this yelling was going on.
Okay.
In the background. Eventually a third person comes out. This young person comes out, and they explain, they're like, oh, you know, sorry about all that. And I assume there are only two people here, and that's why it's taking so long.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, is everything okay? And they said, no, it's okay. It's just some family drama stuff. That's just what she's like. Sometimes it's like this. Other times she takes you to her house and puts you in her bed and gives you one of her pillows. At least you got to experience an authentic Bosnian blow up. Like, isn't that a weird fucking thing to hear? Like,
that takes you. Okay.
There's a lot there. Unpack.
I don't know how to ask this question in a sensitive way. So I'm just going to say it. Was this a person for whom English was a primary language? Were they speaking this, in accented English? Like, was it a mistranslation?
No. This person was from the Balkans.
Okay.
Was not related to this person, but came to this restaurant because they were feeling nostalgic for home.
Okay.
And became friends with this lady.
Okay.
But this person originally came from the Balkans. And when they said this, I was like, oh, when did you come over? And they were like, oh, when I was five.
Right. Okay.
You know, yeah. So they've been here forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the sometimes she takes you home and, did you say, ties you to the bed,
puts you in her bed and gives you her pillows,
gives you her.
So, like, if things had gone a little bit differently, we could have been invited to stay.
You could have been kidnapped is what it sounds like.
We could have joined a family. Like, I could have been group married or group engaged in a real Bosnian way.
Yeah.
I get a slobodond all over this dolma.
Like, so that would be a positive outcome. Like, it's either exceptionally welcoming, or you get to see the authentic Bosnian blow up.
Yes. Really, really wild thing to hear. Super surreal. And we were reeling from it, like, the entire time. Like, you know, walked back to the hotel just like, huh. You know, and like, yeah, it was special.
It sounds like I would start suspecting that this was a prank and they were expecting you to leave. But the more you didn't, the more it had to keep going.
The better the food got. Like, they just like seasoning it better and better.
Like, right. Yeah.
The longer you wait, the better this stuffed cabbage roll is going to be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really incredible experience.
Yeah, I probably would have peaced out and said, hey, I'll pay you for the meal. Just whatever we need to smooth this situation over.
How do I leave?
Yeah. I don't know if the old guy would let you. Like, no, just keep on. Just keep waiting. It's fine. It'll be out.
I could have taken him. Like, there's no letting me. If I wanted to leave, I could have left.
Okay. Like,
you could breathe on this old man. He was very old.
The amount of hardship that somebody like that might have seen, I would be a little bit more, let's say, intentional about the fights I pick with them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They also had that mystery seller. You know, so that could have been people instead of, I assume that she was going up and down the stairs in the mystery cellar, getting like various Balkan meats.
Okay.
But it's possible she was tossing in customers who had tried to leave.
That's the cellar. It's also our complaint department.
Complaint department. Yeah. This is where we put, you know, this is where you learn to appreciate life in a Bosnian way. Yeah. So it's just really fucking wild thing to have happen, man.
Huh. So the food was good. Food was good.
Exceedingly good.
What was the standout dish for you?
There was this like beef pie thing, like a pasty, you know, like a fancy hot pocket with sour cream and like a red pepper relish on it that I could eat every day.
Right. Like, right.
It was so fucking good.
Hmm.
I was mad at how good it was because I was kind of expecting it to, you know, to not be good.
You were expecting the quality of supper. Yeah. Yeah. It ended up being,
And it had to be like, if this person wasn't fighting, there's no way this food would take that long to cook.
Right.
Like even just like taking some, you know, some pastry dough and putting some meat in it and baking it, like we're looking at like a half hour.
Well, like a restaurant, you know, you don't put it on the menu unless you know, like unless you make it right. You gotta have. Ideally, you would think, okay, you're thinking about, you know, turning over your tables, right?
You'd have some prep.
Yes.
Are you done? None. Certainly not. But even without prep, my point is, I still think it took longer than it ever would in a million years.
Right. Right. Because of the. The authentic Bosnian blow up.
At least you got to experience an authentic Bosnian blow up.
Yeah. I really wish I hadn't. I do not think that's not what I signed up for.
It wasn't what I signed up for at all, but I wouldn't trade it.
Right.
Know, for anything.
Well, yeah.
And you know, just me and my wonderful fiance just like goofing off, you know, the whole time, like happy and supporting each other and joking during the whole thing. It was great. Nice. You know, just laughing at things that are appropriate and making each other laugh because we were both on the precipice of being uncomfortable. And, you know, it was very good.
Yeah. I'm on the Wikipedia page for Bosnia and Herzegovina cuisine here. And I'm just to get a sense for what kind of food there is. And there's a gallery of images down toward the bottom. With, you know, so just a lot of stuff that looks like what I would expect, but there are two there's two images right next in a row of cooked corn, and it is just corn on the cob being cooked on a flat grill, like a propane flat grill, which not going to turn my nose up at cooked corn on the cob. It's amazing. We are in corn on the cob season right now. I've had some great corn going out to a house in the country and buying their corn.
Sure.
And, you know, like,
corn
like,
bandit, yeah,
well, not a bandit. It's just a trade. You're just buying, you're buying corn, not at a store. But I do not know that Bosnia and Herzegovina has claim on cooked corn.
the authentic, the absolutely authentic cooked corn, corn barters.
Oh man.
What should people do if they like this show, Cole?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and at $5 per month, they get two extra episodes per month. And at $10, you get access to a whole bunch of them. We just passed, as of today, recorded at least, our 150th premium Abject Suffering. Which there's a lot there for you. There are some high cards on that deck, including the aforementioned Chakan the Forever Man episode.
Yes, which goes places.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can listen to our other shows. You can leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict. Yeah. I do all kinds of shit. We appreciate it. You know the podcast things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great.
They do help. We wouldn't say them all the time. They didn't work.
Indeed. Then I think that's basically it.
Yeah. Well, and until next time, watch out for an authentic Bosnian blow up.